You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
And hello and welcome once again. This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we have the pleasure of having back with us Mr. Raymond Levine. He is a principal of Levine LTC Insurance. Raymond will save you time and money with designing the best plan and discounts with the premier carriers. Mr. Levine, a pleasure to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's good to be back. But when you say Mr. Levine, I sometimes think I have to stand up and think of my father. So thanks for the formal introduction.
And you're more than welcome. And we can certainly call you Raymond from here on out. We've certainly become friends over the years. So certainly would be my pleasure to do so. Now, for starters, if you would, give us an update about LTC benefits. What benefits are available and how do we know which plan to own to kick things off today?
Well, Eric, there are presently three extended care plans. I like to call it extended care plans, but it is long-term care insurance. But I like the term extended care plans. And these plans are available to create a reserve fund for caregiving. I just wanted to mention, you know, what it is they do. Now, some states have more plans approved than in other states. And it means that, you know, whatever state you're in, some plans are not available because it's not approved by the state insurance commissioner. And the usual suspect states that have the fewest plans are California, Connecticut, Florida, and New York. But most of the other states, I mean, they all have plans, but most of the other states have more plans available. But the three plans that are the most popular and the most is traditional long-term care benefits. And this is the best known and oldest type of plan. And these are caregiving insurance plans designed not for health care for doctors or hospitals, but care benefits for care support because of frailty or illness, which affects your activities of daily living, and provides a reserve fund to hire a licensed caregiver for home care or care services in the care center, meaning assisted nursing or memory care. And then the next benefit, which is newer and is enjoyed by more and more people and recommended by a lot of financial planners or that they refer to me, are hybrid plans. And what these are they're similar to traditional care benefits. They also provide reimbursement for home care or care centers, just like in a traditional long-term care plan. The difference is they're not a health care plan. These are on a different model. They're modeled on life insurance, which has a long-term care benefit rider. And the reason people own these plans is they are designed for single pay, life pay, or you can transfer cash, such as CDs, money market, life insurance cash value, or non-tax qualified annuities to pay for the plan. And all this is done on a tax-free basis. In addition, the premiums are guaranteed never to increase. And when you die, all or whatever face amount not used by the caregiver is transferred to a beneficiary tax-free. And the third type is the short-term care benefit. And it's similar to a traditional long-term care benefit, but the maximum length of the benefit is 1 year. And so why do people own these plans? Well, in most cases, these plans are mostly for home care services. However, there are plans that pay for either home care or assisted living or nursing home or memory care. But again, the maximum length of the plan is 1 year. So why do people own these plans? Well, sometimes they'll add it on if they have a long-term care plan and they want more additional benefits. The other reason is sometimes the underwriting is not as stringent. So if somebody has certain chronic illnesses, maybe they can get a short-term care plan that they can't get in a traditional plan. And the other is that the premiums are not as are more, in often cases, more affordable than another long-term care plan. So those are the three plans that are available to people for consideration.
And certainly appreciate that fine and thorough explanation. Now, we talked about long-term care benefit plans. What else should listeners know about caregiving, and how will it be helpful to them?
Well, one of the things that happens is that, you know, agents or financial planners, we spend a lot of time talking about, the reasons for long-term care and what the care plans do and reserve care, and we talk about statistics and all those things. But I think that there are also issues that people should be aware of. And the first is, what is the difference between observation and admitted? And this is important for people to know, because if you have a health care issue, you need to know the difference, because if you don't, then what will happen is if you need to transition to a care center, Medicare or your health care plan may not pay. And that's a painful experience emotionally and definitely financially. So it's good to know, you know, what the difference is. And simply this, observation status means that you're going to some medical care center or even in a hospital for observation for some health issue, but it's usually for a short period of time, one or 2 days for some, you know, health issue. But admitted means you're formally admitted into a hospital, and you must be in the hospital for 3 consecutive days, not 1 consecutive day, not 2 consecutive days, but 3 consecutive days. And by being admitted to a hospital, if you need to transition to a care center, then your Medicare, your health care insurance will pay for the first 10 days, and after that, then there's a coinsurance up to 100 days. So why the difference, and why does it matter? Well, it's money, and it's also, you know, what your care plan will pay. So it's really important for people to know, you know, what the difference is between observation and admitted. Another concept or idea that people are not aware, if you own life insurance, whether it's term insurance or particularly cash value life insurance, a lot of people will buy it because they want to provide an estate plan or cash or money for your family, or it might be for estate planning. Whichever way, sometimes people say, I don't need to own it. The family's growing up, and so I don't need that amount in benefits. So a lot of people will drop the plan. There's an idea that's helpful to people, where if they have a plan and for whatever reason they don't want to own a long-term care plan or their health precludes them from owning a plan, what they can do is they can sell the life insurance to a company that will provide either reimbursement or cash to pay for care benefits. It'll only pay for care benefits, and depending on the circumstances, it might pay for lifestyle too. But in most cases, you sell it for care benefits. But it's useful to have, because what's the point of owning something and then you drop it? Maybe you'll get some of the cash value that you'll get more benefits for something that you will most likely need is care services. The other issue or something for people to know is, you know, when we think about caregiving, we always think about, you know, the outside of people, you know, that they have sores or they can't move and they need, you know, help with daily activities. But one of the things we sometimes forget is to make sure that we look at, we know about their dental health. If somebody you're caring for, or you go to your parents' home and you notice that they have bad breath, or that they're having trouble chewing food, there may be a dental issue or bleeding gums, things of which, you know, it may sound disgusting and awful, but it's important to just make sure that they have good dental health, because that will also affect their overall health. Or if for some reason they're not eating, that may be a cause. So just be aware of people's dental health. This isn't something we usually think about. And as I always say, Your teeth are attached and part of your body, so pay attention to it. So those are the things that I think people need to know, should know, that will either help them to help others or to avoid having to pay out-of-pocket expenses that your insurance would pay.
Well, Mr. Levine, always informative and very helpful in all regards per your expertise, and we can't thank you enough for joining us once again. In conclusion, what would be the consequences of not having a caregiving plan?
The consequences of not having a caregiving plan is one of the things that we always do, we did as agents and as part of, you know, the marketing, is to give statistics, or also call it scare tactics. We talk about 70%. We talk about how much care costs. All the things that have to do with numbers and statistics. And most people are not interested in numbers and statistics, at least when it comes to caregiving. The purpose of why I do what I do is to talk to people about the consequences, not about whether you need caregiving, but how would it affect your family if your family needed caregiving? How does it affect their lives? How does it affect your lifestyle? How does it affect your cash flow? And that's the reason to have the conversation about long-term care and why it's important as far as your estate planning and to create a reserve in order to have funds available to pay for your care services, whether you're at home or in a care center, meaning memory care, assisted living, or nursing care. And that's why it's important to have the conversation.
Great stuff and very informative. Mr. Levine, before you go, where can listeners get all the details on Levine LTC Insurance, and how could one be in touch as well?
Two ways. My website is www.levineltcins.com, or call me, area code 253-275-6091.
Once again, Mr. Levine, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and continued success to you. And again, thanks always for all the information you provide here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Good to be on your program.
And it certainly is always our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Raymond Levine, a principal at Levine LTC Insurance. Raymond will save you time and money with designing the best plan and discounts with the premier carriers. And for more information, simply visit LevineLTCINS.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with the new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.